something needs to be done with the National Broadband Plan, that where you have a rollout of this, that if you're going into an area, a housing estate or whatever row of houses, that all the houses in that area are to be able to avail of this service, and not where you have one neighbour is able to get it and one neighbour isn't. Now, in some cases, people in the rural countryside are getting connected to high-speed broadband fibre, and that's great. I'm delighted for them. But where you have a house then in a village that is in a housing estate that is told they meet the criteria in a densely populated estate, they're told that there's no option for them. So something seems to be wrong. And the National Broadband, high-speed broadband rollout nationally is a great scheme, and it's a huge, huge body of work. But I think we need to be sure that we're not leaving anyone behind. Where there are houses that are not able to get it and the next door neighbour is able to get it, this needs to be investigated and something needs to be done to ensure that everybody can get it. We need high-speed broadband now as a way of life for young and old. Everybody needs this in their home, and I think that we need to just make sure that there's no inequity in this and that everyone gets the same service that they're entitled to.
And you mentioned working from home, and we've seen a huge rise in the amount of people that are working from home in recent times, and the quality of broadband isn't for them available. I suppose they have a lack of flexibility when it comes to that as well.
Yes, and this is something that we all know, people that are blended working models, which suits a lot of people where they are able to maybe work 2 days or 1 day a week from home and the rest from in office. And this is the way of the future. This all started, I suppose, during the pandemic, and it has continued on. But people need to have high-speed broadband. Fibre broadband is a necessity. We're a thriving country. We're trying to attract many, many big businesses and more jobs into our country. And if we're not able to provide high-speed broadband into every house in the community, there's something wrong.